NHDVF from W8FU. Also, if I go to the right freaking talk groups, my bad. There he is. So, I wasn't sure if you were switching over here or not. So, it's hard to see the head unit when I'm driving because it's just at the passenger seat. I went to the talk group too, the zone I had. So, that's my fault. I was like, where'd he go? I assume you've got that thing set up for roaming and all that stuff. I do to an extent. I don't have it set up really anywhere outside of the area. I think I've only got, you know, 6 or 7 machines in the roam group. But if I'm going to be making this drive any more than I have been, which is 2 times this week, I'll be changing the code block, so I've got a 75 route. I think 7 or 8 is all you need. That covers everything on the east side of the state. You know, you just have to figure out the names, right, you know? So, but as long as you're roaming 7 or 8 of the east side of the state ones, you should be covered. I don't know if Mount Pleasant counts as west side or it's about right in the center. They're all in there. They're just not in the roaming. So I've only got, like, Mayville, Burnside, Mount Clemens, Detroit. Maybe I don't even have that many. Maybe I think Flint, and that's about it because that's really – as far as I've been traveling, but now if I'm going to be heading further up north, I'll have to add the rest of them. Yeah, you know, like I said, you can add, you know, I think, I forget if Jeff was something he'd chime in, but I think there's 7 or 8. As long as you put those 7 or 8 in, you'll be covered pretty much. So, very good. Well, I'm not far from work, so I'm only going to be able to ride with you so far here. No worries at all. One quick question. So the roaming, they all have to be in that list, right? It won't. So if I'm on Mayville right now, it won't grab the next machine unless it's in the roam list. Yeah, I don't know how to set it up. I've never done it. I'm not the guy to ask when it comes to Moto Turbo software. But, yeah, you do have to have them all in some sort of a list. Is it a roaming list or IP Connect or I don't know what the terminology is, but you do have to have all of them in the rolling list, as you will, whatever that is. I might be using wrong terminology, but you know, and then it'll find the next one, you know, the best one. Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, I'll have to make another group to make my way up 75 and northbound so I can not have to touch the radio. So, all right, man. Well, good catching up. We'll keep you. I'm going to keep driving here for the next hour and 45, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. All right. Well, I'm not quite there yet. Just turning on the dunham here. Coming in the back way off Little Road. I got a minute here before I get destinated. But how you liking that radio? And then did you buy in the new one, the what's it called? The R7? I think you got an R7, didn't you?
Yeah, I've got an R7 and I've got a 5550E, and those are really the only 2 radios that I touch besides my 705, which I bought that amp for, so that's the HF setup, and then everything else is R7 for, I don't know, when I just want to grab an HD, I'm not going far, and then the 5550 is always in the bag, so so far so good. I don't have a single complaint about either of them.
Yeah. Once you go Shadow Bronze, you never go back.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. I was talking to Anthony the other day. I'm like, I just will never touch another radio that's not a Motorola Lights. I haven't wanted to tinker with it. I haven't wanted to replace it. Like, it just does what it's supposed to do, and it does it phenomenally well. So, very, very happy with both.
They do have a tendency to do that, you know. You're kind of locked in a little bit, you know, just compared to an amateur radio. You know, you can't, like, do everything on the fly and all that stuff. But most people, you know, like, you kind of get to appreciate that. You say, you know, that's kind of what I want. I don't want to mess up my radio. When I'm, you know, I like messing around with it when I'm sitting at home on my computer and all that, but when I grab it and hit the road, I don't want to mess with it. I just want it to work.
that's exactly what I love about them. I've done the tinkering and the screwing around and the playing with them and the firmwares and all that crap, which is, there's nothing wrong with it. That's totally cool. That's a whole other facet of the hobby, but like you said, I just want to grab my stuff. I want to turn it on, and I want to do exactly what I expect it to do every time, and that's just what these radios do. I've never needed a program on the fly. Would it be convenient? Yes. Have I ever done it? Literally, like, once. It just works good. So I'm stoked about both of them. R7 is a killer. That is a phone call coming in, so I'm going to jump out here, and I'll catch you later. Be clear of yours. NADF. Yeah, good timing. I'm in the lot here. I got to grab my keys and open up. Only one here right now. All right, we'll catch you. I'll be listening. WAFU. Give me a minute, Rick. I've got my hands all full. I'm trying to get in the door, fumbling with my keys and everything. I'll be back in a minute. WAFU.
A-A-W-J.
Hey, Rick. Good enough. One thing after another here since I got into work. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing? I just enjoyed the duo VFOs there. I just wanted to hop in and say good morning before you guys started your work day. And I thought I was on the DMR, but I was on your repeaters there on the clear note. It's like getting old.
Yeah, well, Dakota's a youngster, and he did the same thing. We were on the repeater, and he was losing range, so I had him switch over here, and he was on the wrong talk loop. So it happens to all of us. Anyhow, I haven't talked to you in a bit.
Yeah, I've been doing the physical therapy thing. I'm done now, and it seemed like it was either 6:20 or 6:40 in the morning, and then by the time I got done and back home again, you guys were through with the drive through the morning drive there, so I didn't get to talk to any. And I tell you, it seems like the hobby's dying. Everybody keeps saying it's just the season, you know, kind of thing. But man, all day it's dead air up until drive time. Seems to be the only time the repeaters get any use.
Yeah, that's an issue. I mean, it's often been like that, but there were more people that were available during the midday. But, you know, Jerry's been noticeably absent down there in downriver, so he must be on a little different shift or something. And, Dakota's not been in here regularly because of his new gig. And Anthony and I are doing the drive time a little earlier than we were. You know, we tend to be going about 6:30-ish. And Donald's hit and miss. Sometimes he's there, sometimes he's not. So it's just, if there's others out there listening, they need to just dump it on in. The conversation is never that serious. Maybe they'll move it in another direction.
Yeah, I figured with 15 or so other repeaters out there, I'd do a scan kind of thing, and it's just dead air all the time. Used to be busy on Novi all the time, and Clarkston, and a couple others, Northville, and it just seems to have died. I don't know what's going on. Well, maybe it is. People just got other things to do.
I really can't speak to those others, but, I know on here, you know, pretty much the comings and goings to most of the regulars. Have you tried the Hazel Park? They have a UHF machine. You ought to be able to hit either one of theirs, but there's a pretty active group out there, and I know there's a lot of guys that are available during the day. But you just might have to shake some things up, shake a few cobwebs out, but it's a good group of guys.
Yeah, I used to hear Les and Mike and 88FK, Leonard, bunch of them out there talking, but it just seems like it's been kind of quiet lately. My mind's been on between you and Dakota there talking about the guns, and it's got me all fired up again with ballistics and internal ballistics and all the new rounds coming out. It's just it's driving me crazy. I'd like to get healthy again just so I can get out and do some damn shooting.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, work on that. Get out there again. I got that 300 black upper all mocked up, but I got to put the wrenches to it. I don't really have a convenient place at home. My bench is all there even. I need a good solid workbench with a vise so I can get that barrel nut torqued and everything else, start getting that thing. But it's all mocked up, looks great. And looking forward to getting that thing, I think, actually finished up. So, but just waiting for the opportunity. Somebody's got a good workbench with a good vise. So I do it at work, but yeah, be my luck to get caught with it. Somebody get upset. All right, well, there you go. Maybe I'll run on up some one of these days and get that thing all dialed in.
Yeah, I had the same problem. I just didn't have I bought a big old 6-inch Craftsman vise, and I C-clamped it to an old kitchen table. So it's sitting there waiting for my next build there. But I was curious, did you put the, what was it, the Gorilla Grease on the receiver threads before you put the barrel nut on? I forgot that on my last build. I built the 350 Legend. I was in a big hurry, and I forgot to put the grease on, so... if I ever go to change barrels, I'm probably going to have to use a torch to get it off.
I didn't use anything because I just mopped it off. Nothing's more than, you know, snugged up by hand. Just mock it off. It is all. I haven't driven any pins or anything yet, so it's not at that stage. But yeah, when I do it, I will. Dakota. I just ordered another can for the one I just sent you guys a picture of. I'm looking forward to getting that. Hopefully, well, it's supposed to be in this week. I'm going to do the paperwork, so hopefully next week I'll have the can when I look at direct, because the bazooka that's hanging off the end of that thing. But, yeah, whatever you want. I haven't worked on a black gun in a long time, and I do enjoy it. That Geisley I sent you a picture of, that was a factory rifle, so I didn't have to do much to it other than make it pretty.
Yeah, I just got a 150, 308, 125 ballistic tips. That'd be just awesome in that blackout. but I wanted to test them in my new 308 barrel.
So yeah, that's the biggest reason I like blackout. I don't think it's necessarily ballistically the, you know, the best choice, but it does everything adequately, and the fact that you can use Spence, you know, 223 cases and, you know, plentiful 308 slugs. Just that whole thing just really appealed to me. It's like, you know, the two most common, you know, two of the most common pieces, parts, to build up your rounds. That I think is the thing that most appealed to me. Plus, you know, got super nice, you know, with the big 220s. I got some big 220 slugs that I can use for subsonics, and I've got the suppressor. So, you know, that was another reason I wanted that one, for its suppressed performance just in general. Checked a lot of boxes for me. It's a good all-purpose rifle. But anyhow, yeah, as far as the torque wrench goes, Dakota, it's kind of funny because this barrel nut is like, you take it up, you know, as tight as you can get it by hand, and there's no way you're going to get it beyond the next index. right? So what do you need a barrel nut for or a torque wrench for? You have to get it to one of the indexed points so you can get the gas tube through, and you're never going to get it to the next one. So what does a torque wrench matter? You're going to torque it to the, you're going to take it as tight as you can get it and then torque it to the next index, and that's what you get. You know what I'm saying? Because
I know exactly what you're saying. That's like my least favorite part about building any AR. It got to the point where I just started buying barrel uppers because I didn't want to deal with the torque nut. Like, how many foot pounds is it asking for? That's the thing too. Like, I don't know. I've seen them where they got shims, which I don't like, and you don't want to put it too tight because then you crack the upper. Like, it's. I get what you're saying though. Like, how am I supposed to do that if there's not a lot of indexes? But if it's what I'm thinking, it's the traditional one that's like it's a nut, but it's got a bunch of holes in it. It looks like a colander, basically.
Yep, that's exactly what he said. I my first one was the same way. And you're right, Sean. It seemed like I read it somewhere between 45 and 60, 65 pounds. So I guess that's why they give the range of torque is so you can actually line up the. When I started using the, there's some you can get barrel nuts that don't have that, so you don't have to bother with indexing to get the gas tube through there. So I started using them. It's a whole lot easier on this old man anyway. P8WJ.
55 is what I remember, so 45 to 65 range seems pretty adequate, you know, pretty right. But, yeah, I've seen those barrel nuts, you know, where you use kind of like a spanner wrench and it connects into a hole and you kind of like an oil filter wrench almost, and you can kind of, you can take those right to the exact spec because, you know, there's no indexing. But mine definitely has the indexes on every increment. So basically I'm going to take it to as tight as I can get it by hand. And then the next one I can get to is going to be where it is, you know? And, I'm okay doing that, but, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I haven't built an upper in a while. And, I got another one I probably need to, break down and do upright. It's a, what build was that? Probably my 12.5, 223, my shorty, my Afghan. So I probably should bring that one as well and break it down and grease it up and get that one thing all torqued in.
Sounds like that's an A2 style barrel nut, which, will that fit? Well, no, I guess it's not the A2 style. It depends on the handguard. It came with your handguard, right?
That's correct. It's a Noveski handguard, and it came with that barrel nut.
Yeah, I've seen where guys will take a die grinder and cut those little index deals off in the area where they're guessing the 60 pounds ought to be. like I said, I can't remember who's got them now, but anyway, I found some barrel nuts that didn't have the index stuff on it, so you don't have to deal with that crap.
I don't mind it. Like I said, I'm not complaining really when I say, you got a
complete upper because it's supposed to be a. Been good, but yeah, the first AR I ever built was a Frankenstein out of what was it? I think it was a Detroit Arms mower, which is so sad that I ruined a Detroit Arms mower with a Frankenstein. But I built that thing every single solitary piece. I mean, from the ground up, and that was a good way to cut my teeth. But then I quickly learned, like, it's way easier to just pair up what you want, buy it pre-made. I love building mowers, but the uppers I never really cared too much for assembly. I got a call coming. I'll be right back.
Geez, it's going to be one of them days. I somehow switched to statewide 2. I was wondering why it was so quiet. John, Dakota, are you guys still out there?
B-C-A-K-J-O-W,
K-8-B-C-W. K-8-B-C-W. This is 6W1.
Hey, David. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm just waking up, doing my morning routine. Is this Bailey? I don't have a call directory or contact list showing up on my old Itera here, and can't remember names.
You are correct. It is I.
Well, very good. How are things up there where you are? We got a nice sunny day here. It's going to be very pleasant temperature-wise. So looking forward to that. And other than that, I don't have anything on my agenda. Oh, yes, I do. I got to get moving. I got a doctor's appointment this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm stepping out in a few minutes myself for an appointment. But, yeah, about the same up here. A little bit cloudy today. We've had lots of sunshine. The chance of rain looks like it's kind of dissipated, but temperatures are pleasant. Humidity is low. My favorite time of year, early summer.
I have to agree with you. Before you go, can you tell me what kind of radio you're using? You're sounding great compared to other radios. I'm just curious. Like I said, I'm using this Hytera radio, and I was curious about your radio. Yeah, you probably told me before. Go ahead. I bragged about your radio, and now you're not coming back to me. maybe a problem there. This is N6WY listening.
Okay, transmitting again to repeat myself. Must have been a little bit quick on the trigger there or something, but... yeah, I'm running a VTEC 6x2 and going into my hotspot to get into the system. And I just wanted to say your Hytera is sounding very, very good. I wouldn't change anything with it.
Yeah, very good. I remember VTEC. I think they're an offshoot of what we used to call the standard radio, the brand. And I don't know why I happened to standard, but I think they made, they're still in business, but now they're VTEC. So... Well, Bentley, I'm going to have to let you go because I got to get moving, finish my routine here, and good talking to you this morning. And we'll listen for your final. This is N6WY.
Yep, have a great day, Dave. We'll see you around next time. K8BCW.
73 N6WY is clear.
K8PR. WD8BWR. WD8BWR clear.
K8FKW, Mark.
W-A-T-V.
K-C-A-K-D-O.
Yo, radio test.
Station calling for a radio test, but I copy the new way to all of it.
K-J-O with Tom, K-C-A-K-J-O.
Hey, Tom. Press loud and clear.
Cool beans. All right. I'm going to test Wally's EMR here. He's going to the house. Thanks. I'll be back. KCKGO.
Sounds good. I may or may not be here. So you wait all of that.
W-A-P-D.
Hey, Tom. I'm doing a quick test. W-A-P-D.
Yep, it comes across 315049.
Okay, we're going to have to do some testing to find out what's wrong with RSC concerning your end or not. I know it worked before because I talked to Sean for quite a bit on it.
Yeah, and you're going through my cell tower, or you're going through my cell unit, so.
Yeah, that seems to work pretty good. Okay. All right, well, we'll have to get some antennas for it or get a little better one with antennas. Either way, I'll just see.
Yeah, so far so good. So, yeah, once you get the antennas, and I said the password's on the bottom, and you got to directly connect to it with a laptop. And then you should be fine, and you can go in there and make all the changes you need to make.
Okay, just a second. I got to move the car. So. I knew that was a problem. Out in the rain.
That would be bad.
Are you outside in your HD?
But the antenna's outside, too, and it's pushing out 30 watts.
Okay, you got a little garbled there, so, yeah, definitely we're going to have to get some antennas for that. Get you more than two or three bars.
Is that all we have was two or three bars?
Yeah, and that sounds good right there. When you tilted it up, when you were messing and putting that little antenna on it, it actually went up to four bars. So I'm wondering if you put it on top of your monitor if it makes a difference.
The other thing, too, is I had a piece of wire on it, and I think that that's what helped. Because I actually touched that connector with a piece of wire, and that became an antenna.
Yeah, so if you got a piece of wire that sticks in that hole, put it in there, and then we'll try that. Also, like I said, that's sitting on top of the cola, you know, might get some RF interference or something.
Okay. All right. We'll get it. Yeah, a lot of those hotspots don't have that RJ45 connector, so that's going to be an important feature.
100%. So that's how you're going to be able to make, you know, plug it in wherever you're going to plug it in at.
I think the kid's game is going to get canceled. WIDD.
Do you want me to try my HT with 315049 or...
Yeah, let's try that. WAVD.
KCKJL. WAVD, KCKJL.
I really have got to get better at this any time to get it to go to last call. I haven't mastered it. I've had it 2 years. WAVD. Yeah, for some reason you're not transmitting that.
Okay. Yeah, because I just went to the hose line at Brandmeister, and when I key up, it says 310 or 315049, so...
Yeah, well, that'll be the talk group. We'll figure it out. I'll get with Sean maybe later tonight. I know his was working because him and I were talking on it.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. I'll be around. Melissa's out working, so she won't be back till like 8:45. So I'll try my open spot at home, the one that's hard line, and see if they make a difference. It could be my hot spot. You know, so I'll try the one at home.
Yeah, we're using the, I'm using the repeater right now, so on the Alpine antenna, so that's good.
Gotcha. And yeah, just put two little pieces of wires in those on antenna ports, and that'll work. And I'll see if I can find those externals that connect to it.
We're one step closer.
Exactly. Like I said, I got the LM1200. I don't know. That was like the last one, I think, on the shelf. And they had it for like $50. I'm looking on eBay, and they're like $70-$80. So I'll figure that out and see if we can find the external antennas for it. They're pretty common. I had one before at the airport where I couldn't get out with that puck, and I found the antenna connections and put that connected on there, and it worked tremendously well. So I'll see if I can find another one.
Yeah, well, the light is yellow right now, so I guess it is what it is. All right, thanks, Tom. I got to get out of here. The kids' game is still on, so we're going to go watch it and probably get wet.
Bring an umbrella. Talk to you soon. 73 KCKGO. KCKGO. Monitoring statewide one.
KCKJO, NAWRO. Hey, Tom, you still there?
KKK Joe, what's up, Tim?
So you think you'd be able to do the D2 at 7 still?
Yeah, is it on Mac and on FBI?
Yeah, correct. But I was thinking, do me a favor and just do FBI Richmond. Normally we wouldn't do that, but I kind of want to test that out. Just and then after the net, or I'll be watching and stuff, but... I just want to see how FBI Richmond works. Pretty much doing it for Riley's people, but I'd like to see how you can hit it. Even though I know you can hit the GM, but just try to use Richmond FBI as the primary and then the Mecca as a backup.
Yeah, no problem. So I'll be on 3-3-5. Yeah, when I get home, I'll go ahead and dial into FBI Richmond on UHF.
All right. Appreciate it. I I pull that off of the rest of the FBI about 6:30. Then I join it to the Mecca, Mae Fiddlesmith, and then about 6:50, I join it to the GM. So, all right, appreciate it. I'll hear you tonight then, or in a little bit. NHWRO, after you, next time.
Yep, not a problem. You're tying in Richmond, Warren, and Romeo in the GM?
No, negative. We're isolating Richmond and letting the rest of the FBI stand as it is. We isolate Richmond, pull that into the Mecca, and then pull the GM into the Mecca. So just the one UHF repeater up north here, trying to cover the northeast sector.
All right, not a problem. I'll try him in probably about 40 minutes or so. I still got a couple of minutes before I get to the house. Got to let the dogs out, stuff like that, throw some food in my gut, and then I'll be upstairs.
All right. Just listen, you know, how the net goes. They'll check in the boss first, and then it'll be us. The second one, the first round they do, it'll be the AECs, which they're trying to do it like Dave first, then Mike, then Wally, then me, and then, you know, but whatever, as long as you get in the right spot there. And if you don't get in that spot, just get in the next one. They'll go by county. All right, appreciate it, Tom. I'm clear. NHWRO.
KKKJO.
Did the dogs do their duty? Aha. NAWRO.
Yeah, they're out there. For some reason, my open spot wasn't working, so I had to reset the connection on it.
So in a nutshell, what are you and Wally trying to find on that, you know, that number? I thought we just let that go as long as you're on Brandmeister, but honestly, yeah, I don't know anything about Brandmeister. That's your area.
Well, we're working on another type of DMR repeater and trying to get it to crosstalk to Brandmeister, and he needed a modem for it, so I got one 4G modem. You know, it's a hardwired unit, so hook it up to the Hytera and then just run some bench tests on it.
Oh, yeah. I know that project he's working on, and thanks for the Internet for that. The Internet hardware, shall we say. Getting close. But it is related there on this network here. So I know you always told me 31261, got to have that for Brandmeister, right?
Correct. But, I mean, he could talk through it that way through 31261, but when I try, I can hear him calling me on his DMRI, he just strictly through the repeater, but he couldn't hear me, you know, through my link, through Brandmeister to his machine, so we're going to troubleshoot that.
That's interesting. It'll be interesting how to find out what the reason is. Getting close on that one, that'll help you out too, I would imagine. Depending on what the footprint is, probably don't want to talk about it too much, but it should help us all out here in this area.
Yeah, when I get up on this neck of the woods, I bounce between Mount Clemens and Burnside, so we'll see what it does. Like I said, there's still some more testing and configuration and troubleshooting. So a little bit, we're one further or one step closer to activation. It's just on the opposite end. It's he's not getting inbound from me, so we got to figure that port out.
All right, sounds good, Tom. I think I'm going to shut things down for the night and maybe watch a movie or something like that for a change. You have a good one. Hope you don't get too much miles tomorrow, wherever they assign you. NHWRO, after you.
Yeah, tomorrow is Lansing and wherever else they want to shave us off to. No, it's a Tuesday, Thursday, these are the long days. All right, have a good one, Tim. Have a good night. And we have a movie or two. And we'll chat later. 73, KCKGO. Have a good one, Tim. KCKGO.
Yeah, I see.
This is K8BCW, Harbor Springs.
Yeah, okay, that's it.